line, swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score, two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first, two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome here inside Jackie Robinson Ballpark on an overcast and thankfully no longer rainy Friday night. And game four of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our changed start time of 8 o'clock Eastern time here tonight. Daytona coming off a victory yesterday, a 10-6 triumph in a slugfest. Daytona matching their season high in hits and runs scored as the Tortugas picked up career performances from Jay Allen, who tied a career best in hits. Wilfred Astudillo tied a career high with RBIs, having a four ribby night. And Ruben Ibarra set a new career best with three base hits in that contest as well, as the Tortugas have taken two of the first three from their West Division opponent. It'll be the right-hander for Daytona, Reynaldo Cruz, fittingly number 12 on the mound for Daytona on a day where we honor Daytona Beach's original number 12, Johnny Wright, who was a teammate of Jackie Robinson during spring training for the Montreal Royals here on City Island in 1946. His family is here today. We will have one of his members of his family join us on the radio network during tonight's contest as well. But number 12, Reynaldo Cruz, will take the hill for Daytona. He'll go up against the righty Travis Adams, who enters play today among the league leaders in ERA. We'll take a break. When we come back, a little bit earlier this week, we had a chance to sit down with third baseman Austin Callahan and talk about his journey to the Jack. Will also get to starting lineups and first pitch. Daytona and Fort Myers coming your way in just a matter of moments on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of the Daytona infield, that is Austin Callahan. Austin, welcome here to Daytona Beach. You've been in town for the last week or so. What's the experience been like for you so far?
It's been good. Ever since getting off the flight, I've loved Florida so far, and getting back with all the guys again has been a really good time.
One of the things we were joking about before the game, or before the interview, I should say, was the difference in the heat between Arizona and Florida, and you're still waffling back and forth between which is more troublesome to deal with between the two locations. What's it been like for you adjusting to the humidity and heat down here?
Yeah, I've never been to Florida before in my life, so experiencing this for the first time, I do sweat about 10 times more than I did in Phoenix without realizing it, but going through about two different batting gloves a day is definitely a change for me.
How do you try and, you know, counteract that? Obviously, you know, you need those batting gloves to get a good grip on the bat, make sure you put a good swing on the ball. Do you have extra pairs, and how do you sort of handle those soaking batting gloves after BP?
I do. I have about three or four pairs that I just go through daily. and I just hang it up in my locker, and hopefully they get dry by the next day.
Are they dry today from last night?
They're a little moist, but it'll be all right.
Nothing a little quick air dryer, maybe throw it in the dryer in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Get them ready to go for the game tonight. You've been here in Daytona Beach, as we said, for about a week or so now. Picked up your first base hit, a double against the Mets on Sunday. How did it feel off the bat, and what did it mean to you to see the reaction from your teammates, all of them waving for the baseball to make sure you had it for your collection?
Yeah, it was a really good time. I got a good pitch to hit. I was looking for a slider, and he hung it for me, and I drove it to right center. And just to see everyone cheering for me in the dugout was really fun.
What does that mean to you to see, you know, obviously you've got a chance to work with these guys since you've been drafted last year, but, you know, coming in after a couple of months in extended spring training, to see that reaction from your teammates, even in the game where you guys weren't on the winning side, has to be an amazing feeling for you.
Yeah, I'm really thankful for my coaches back in Phoenix for getting to me where I am at this point, working day in and day out with me. Developing my infield and my hitting has been definitely improved so far.
Extended spring training can be laborious, you know, working with the same group of guys, same group of coaches, not really getting a chance to experience, you know, the real minor league life. How did they help you, though, during that time you spent out there to help improve yourself on defense and offense to prepare yourself to be ready for this opportunity here in Daytona?
Definitely a lot of little things go into the, especially the defensive side. I do a lot of jump rope and a lot of ladder work, but the main focus I had was developing a routine that I can take with me over here.
What kind of things did you work on to try and develop that routine?
I do a lot of one-hand stuff, hitting in the cage, and then JB, our hitting coach, he did a good job of kind of helping me get comfortable with what I was doing and being able to do it every single day before I got on the field.
One of the other great things about this season is you're coming into town a couple months into the season now, but you're not having to worry about where you're going to be living and living arrangements and things like that from minor league seasons past. It's obviously a new part of the minor league system this year. How has that maybe helped you on the mental side to know that you're not going to be scrounging, looking for some place to live while also trying to, you know, play to the best of your abilities on the diamond?
Yeah, really thankful for the MLB to be able to do that for us. Every single day and night when I walk up the stairs to my apartment, I always think about how we don't have to pay for that stuff anymore. So it's really relieving, and it just takes that off my shoulders that I don't have to worry about anything except for, like, food and beverages.
Now, you're about a year removed now from when you were drafted last year at Hutchinson Community College in Kansas, 18th round pick of the Reds. What was that moment like when you finally saw your name flash across that board and maybe get that phone call from somebody in Cincinnati?
Yeah, it was really exciting. I remember that day like it was yesterday. But then once I saw my name on the draft board, I knew I was just thinking about all of the years I spent, like, working for that moment in the morning, in the day, in the night, everything that just went into it.
What did you do to celebrate and sort of memorialize that moment with your friends and family? Did you do anything?
I was with my family. I was just kind of just being myself, having a good time. But a couple hours after that, I let it soak in a little bit, and I just got back to work.
What was it like for you going out to Arizona for the first time, signing that contract, and playing in your first couple games as a pro? Was it kind of overwhelming at all at the beginning? And what was the experience like for you also in spring this year, getting a chance to be a part of a real spring training for the first time?
It was definitely a little overwhelming getting there at first, but I realized after like the first few days that I just got to get back to what I do. And then coming into spring training, the same thing. I just got to think about all the work that I put in the offseason and just trust what I've been doing.
What was it like for you having your first offseason as a pro ball player? Obviously a little bit different, probably a little bit different than what it was like in your college and high school days. What kind of things did you do to get yourself ready for when the season came around again?
Yeah, very thankful for my hitting coach back home for getting my hitting right for the season. And then the infield coordinators in Arizona giving us some drills to do in the offseason. It definitely helped me get better.
One final question for you, Austin. You're one of the few players, I think, probably in this organization that called Nebraska home. I know you're certainly the only Nebraska native on this Tortugas roster. What are some of your favorite parts about growing up in Nebraska, middle of the country? Obviously, you played your college ball in Kansas. I haven't had a chance to go out to Nebraska yet. My dad has, but what can your Tortugas teammates and what do I have to look forward to when we head out to your home state of Nebraska?
Definitely a lot of cornfields, but definitely some really good food, really good restaurants you can go try out.
Any particular favorites for yourself back home?
I have a lot of favorites, but definitely a home-cooked meal sounds pretty good right now.
What's your favorite home-cooked meal by your folks back home in Nebraska?
I'm going to go a nice New York strip steak with some potatoes.
I was going to say, nothing says the Midwest like a good steak, especially when it's homemade. Austin Callahan,
right.
Thank you so much for the time. We certainly appreciate you joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be following and talking to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Coming next, the pregame show. We'll have starting lineups and first pitch on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Welcome back here to the Jack, getting ready for first pitch between the Tortugas and the Mighty Muscles. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups before Daytona takes the field. First for the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, put together by their skipper, Brian Meyer. Jake Rucker leads off at third base. Mikey Perez is at shortstop, hitting second. Noah Cardenas, first baseman, bats third. Kalei Rosario will clean up in right field. Rubel Cespedes, second baseman in the five spot. Dylan Tatum will bat sixth as the catcher. Carlos Aguiar, triple pinch hitting last night in his debut. He'll bat seventh in left field. Nelson Roberto will bat eighth as the DH. And Luis Baez will bat ninth in center. Daytona taking the field as we speak. And so with that being the case, we'll get you their starting lineup when we come back. Daytona and Fort Myers, after what will ultimately be about a 55-minute or so delay, baseball will be played here tonight at the Jack. We'll step aside when we come back. Daytona's starting lineup and first pitch. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock. We'll be right back.
It's baseball time here in Daytona Beach. After some rain put a halt on the start at 7, we're ready for baseball here at 8. Renardo Cruz warming up on the mound. We gave you Fort Myers' starting lineup a moment ago, so let's take a look at Daytona's starting nine, put together by their manager, Cookie Dawkins. Leading off and playing center field is Jay Allen II. Stephen Layton will bat second at short. Jamal O'Gwin hit his first career home run last night. He'll bat third and left. Ruben Ibarra cleans up as the first baseman. Tyler Callahan, second base, hits fifth. Jack Rogers, DH tonight in the sixth spot. Batting seventh behind the plate, Daniel Veoheen. Austin Callahan, our pregame guest, will hit eighth and be at third with Fidel Castro batting ninth in right field. Renardo Cruz getting the ball for Daytona here tonight, making his 10th appearance and fifth start of this 2022 season. 6 feet tall, 196 pounds, 20 years old from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 0-3 record, a 6.23 ERA, 23 hits in 26 innings, 13 walks, and 29 strikeouts. Jake Rucker will lead off for Fort Myers. Is the third baseman Jake Rucker. Rucker hitting at 216 in 49 games. Has 13 extra base hits, a homer, and 14 RBIs. Rucker 1-for-4 last night, scored a couple runs. Cruz is ready. Rucker is in the box. He's ready. The windup and our first pitch of the night is a called strike on the outside corner at 92. And we're underway 58 minutes behind schedule with the delay at 8:03 Eastern time, the 0-1. And Rucker takes down and away. And the count 1-1. Cruz pitching for the first time since game one of Sunday's doubleheader against the Mets. Pitched in relief, gave up one earned, two total on one hit in two innings in a 2-0 Daytona loss. As that one out of play to the right, it is 1-2. Walked one, did not strike out a batter. Threw a season-low 22 pitches and 15 strikes in those two innings. Cruz winds the 1-2. This one a bouncing ball up the third base line, and it remains 1-2. And it's rather incredible. And we joked in an earlier homestand that it wasn't on purpose that Mustache Appreciation Night came on a day Tanner Cooper was pitching, as Rucker sends this one out of play. Stays at 1-2. And I didn't realize until I was talking with Jim Jaworski, our general manager, last night, that Renardo Cruz, who wears number 12, is taking the mound for Daytona tonight on a day we honor Daytona Beach's original number 12, Johnny Wright. 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Slow breaking slider. And Rucker down on strikes for the first out of the ballgame. One up, one down. And now it is the shortstop, Mikey Perez. Perez, originally slated to start as the DH tonight, moved into the shortstop position about a half hour or so before first pitch, as Noah Miller was a late scratch by the muscles tonight. Perez hitting at 240 in 45 games, and the first pitch he sees is tomahawk towards the Halifax River. Left-hand side, 0-1. Perez, 19 extra base hits, 5 homers, 26 RBIs. 1-for-4 last night. Enters play today, leading the league in doubles. The 0-1 in the dirt. Backhanded by Veoheen. It's 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Cruz tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jamal O'Gwin, Jay Allen II, and Fidel Castro, the 1-1. And Perez checks his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the base umpire, Chad Westlake. It's 1-2. Westlake on the bases. Trey Ward behind the plate, calling balls and strikes tonight. The 1-2. Slider sweeps outside. It's 2-2. Third to first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Stephen Layton, Tyler Callahan, no relation. And Ruben Ibarra with Daniel Veoheen doing the catching behind the plate as this one hit in the air to left. Waiting on it now, racing in and to his right, O'Gwin. And he'll make the catch with his outstretched arm for the second out. Two away in the first. And now the first baseman, Noah Cardenas. Cardenas, 1-for-3 last night with a double and an RBI. Also walked a couple of times. Righty's first pitch inside for ball one. Cardenas, 221 on the year. 9 extra base hits, 3 homers, 17 RBIs. 2-for-7 in this series as he takes high 2-0. Right now in Daytona Beach, temperature has cooled off significantly with all the rain that has been in the area. 78 degrees right now. Real feel at 85 according to AccuWeather as Cardenas takes low for ball three. 5-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the southwest. American flag out in straightaway center, blowing ever so slightly to right and in. A 3-0 low ball four. And Cardenas aboard again in this series, collects a walk. First base runner tonight for Fort Myers. And now the right fielder, Kala'i Rosario. Cardenas, his fifth walk in 14 plate appearances in this series. Now here is Rosario, was one of the heroes for Fort Myers in their 3-2 win on Wednesday. Average at 228 in 42 games. Cruz kicks and offers. And Rosario takes a strike at 92. It's 0-1. Rosario, 18 extra base hits, 5 homers, 24 RBIs. The 0-1 in the dirt skips off the plate. Blocked by Vejohin. It's 1-1. Rosario, 0-for-4 last night, walked and scored a run. 4-for-12 in this series entering tonight. As Fort Myers' only home run in this set as well. As he tries to hold up on the breaking ball. Did he go? No, he did not this time, says Westlake. And it's 2-1. Cruz, Reds number 37 prospect according to Fangraphs. The 2-1. This one hit in the air to right, coming on Castro on the screaming liner and makes the catch over his left shoulder to end the inning. Always tough on those liners right at you, but Castro stays with it, and Rosario retired for the final out. No runs, no hits, one left on the walk. At the end of a half an inning, it is Fort Myers nothing and Daytona coming to bat on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, no score. Travis Adams warming up on the mound for the Muscles. Let's take a quick look again at Daytona's lineup. Allen, Layton, O'Gwynn. Top third of the order, Ibarra, Callahan, and Rogers. The heart of the lineup with Vejohin, Callahan, and Castro. Austin Callahan, that is, making up 7, 8, and 9. Travis Adams on the mound for the Muscles tonight as Jay Allen will lead off. Allen, a career-high tying 3 hits last night, hitting 241 now on the year. 12 extra base hits, two homers, 15 batted in. First pitch chopped over the mound. Charging in the second baseman, Cespedes. Quick throw to first, not in time. And Jay beats it out for an infield single. First pitch swinging. And knew it was trouble for Fort Myers as soon as it got past the leaping glove of Travis Adams. And Cespedes made a good effort. Made it a bang-bang play at first. But Allen, once again, able to get there safely. And now there is one on, nobody out for Stephen Layton. Had a pair of doubles last night as this one stroked on the ground to third. Fielded there by Rucker on to second for one. Cespedes back to first, double play. Two pitches, a hit and a double play. That's how Travis Adams starts the night. And there are all of a sudden two outs for the left fielder, Jamal O'Quinn. O'Quinn, 250 on the year after last night in 37 games. Nine extra base hits, a homer, and 19 RBIs. His first career home run last night. Go-ahead two-run home run in the fifth as he takes a strike inside corner. It's 0-1. O'Quinn 1-for-4 with that home run yesterday. Friday Adams 0-1. And O'Quinn takes low. It's 1-1. Adams 6'1", 197 pounds, 22 years old from Palm Springs, California. Sixth round pick of the Twins last year out of Sacramento State University. The 1-1. And O'Quinn fouls it off the mask of the catcher, Tatum. He appears to be okay as the umpire will take the ball out to the mound. It's 1-2. Adams making his ninth appearance, eighth start of this season. Actually, ninth appearance and ninth start. 4-1, a 2.25 ERA, 19 hits and 40 innings, 8 walks and 42 strikeouts. Pitching for the first time since last Saturday against Tampa. The 1-2 to Jamal. Check swing. Did he go? Peeled out of the base. Umpire knows, says Westlake. It's 2-2. Adams, 5 innings, a run on 2 hits. No walks, a season-high 8 strikeouts in that win. As that one on the outside corner for strike 3 called. Ball popped in and out of Tatum's mitt. Picks it up and slaps the tag on O'Quinn. And Adams faces the minimum in the first, despite giving up a leadoff single. No runs, one hit, nobody left on the double play. At the end of one, we're still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. An awesome scene here at the Jack before the start of the second inning. A ceremony on the field to honor John Wright's family who came out to the Jack tonight. John Wright was the other African-American player that the Dodgers signed prior to the 1946 season. John played here at was then known as City Island Ballpark. Pitched for the Montreal Royals during that 1946 season. was an incredible pitcher in the Negro Leagues. And we can't wait to have a member of his family join us on the radio network later on this evening to talk about his legacy and his story and the commemoration being taken place here tonight at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. We shared it on social media earlier today. There was a great piece written about Johnny last year, last Jackie Robinson Day on April 15th, 2021. The story about John and his legacy as Rubel Cespedes fouls the first pitch of the inning out of play. It's 0-1. It was on the undefeated. It's now known as Anscape. But if you type in John Wright undefeated or find our social media pages, you can find the article as Cespedes takes inside 1-1. Definitely recommend reading it to learn a little bit more about Daytona Beach and baseball history. 1-1 line to first, caught with a bunny hop by Ibarra. One out. Nice play by Rubin to take away potential extra bases from Cespedes. One up, one down in the second. And now the catcher, Dylan Tatum. Tatum hitting .156 in 34 games, 15 for 96. Two doubles, two homers, eight RBIs. Cruz from the first base side. The first pitch bounces before the plate. It's 1-0. Tatum 0 for 2 last night with a walk. Daytona today in honor of John Wright and the Nine Knight wearing specialty uniforms. Sort of mimic the old Kansas City Monarch jerseys from the Negro Leagues. Is that outside 2-0? Cream-colored pinstriped uniforms, black pinstripes. Same sort of piping around the collar as you see on the home whites. Green and powder blue around the collar down the front of the jersey. On the left-hand side is a big green block D. The other side, on the right side, a big block B. Is that outside? It is 3-0. Dark green numerals on the back with a powder blue border. 3-0 on the Muscles catcher. And now Reynardo steps off. White pants. Cruz has him down to his ankles. Fiddles with the ball in his black and gold mitt. The 3-0. And Tatum takes a strike up in the zone. It's 3-1. Black and white Nike cleats dug into the stadium mound. Green cap, green bill. White block D logo on the front as Tatum fouls it into the glove of Vaoheen. It's a full count. Lights on here at the stadium. Having more and more of an effect as we play on. The payoff pitch in the dirt, ball 4. And Tatum aboard with a one-out walk. Second free pass allowed by Cruz tonight. And now the left fielder, Carlos Aguiar. Aguiar made his Fort Myers debut last night. Pinch hit for Luis Baez in the eighth inning and tripled into the left center field gap. Came around to score on a wild pitch. Righty's first offering and fouled out of play off the hands to the left by Aguiar. It is 0-1. Aguiar joined Fort Myers roster yesterday from the Complex League after Emmanuel Rodriguez landed on the IL. 20 years old, won't turn 21 until August. Lefty batter with an open stance, and the 0-1 is hit in the air to left center field. Back end to his left is O'Gwynn, curling in front of the warning track, called off by Jay Allen. He'll make the catch by the Holiday Inn Resort sign, and retreating to first base is Tatum, two out. So a couple of well-stung balls by Aguiar to left center field to start his Muscles career. And there are two out for the DH, Nelson Roberto. A late add to the lineup for Fort Myers today was 0 for 4 out of bases loaded walk last night. Roberto, first three games with the Muscles, 2-for-11 with two RBIs. Upright stance, no batting gloves. And Cruz from the stretch. This one fouled off the end of the bat. Cue shot. It is 0-1. Dimensions here at the Jack for those who have never been. It is 317 down the line in left. 400 a dead center and 325 to the pole in right. Now the 0-1. And the dirt runner breaks towards second. Veoheen fielded it cleanly. Throw is in plenty of time. And Tatum out by a country mile. Thought that ball was going to kick off of Veoheen's glove. He made the backhand pick. And Veo had a sitting duck for him as he retires him on the base pass to end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on the out at second. At the end of one and a half, still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the second inning. Ruben Ibarra, Tyler Callahan, Jack Rogers, the three due up. Ruben, a career-high three hits last night. And the first pitch he sees today is taken low for ball one. Ibarra, after last night, average up to 265 in 40 games. The 1-0. And Ibarra takes high 2-0. 12 extra base hits, 5 homers, tied with Austin Hendrick for the team lead with 21 runs batted in. 2-0. And Rubin takes the fastball away at 93. It is 3-0. Rubin 3-for-4 last night with a couple of doubles and RBIs. The 3-0, and Rubin takes a strike, thought he had ball four. Flips the zone, bottom and in. It is 3-1. Rubin with an open stance. The 3-1 pitch is driven into left field, and that one's down for a base hit in front of Carlos Aguiar. Ruben Ibarra continues his tear as he is aboard with a leadoff single, second straight frame in which Daytona has achieved that. Here's Tyler Callahan. Had a multi-hit game last night as well. Ruben now a season-long 7-game hitting streak. Callahan hitting at 259 after last night in 17 games. 5 extra base hits, a homer, 3 batted in. And the lefty takes off the plate in. It's 1-0. Callahan 2-for-4 yesterday. Scored a couple runs and doubled. As Tatum out to the mound to have a conversation with the starter Adams. Callahan 5-for-12 in this series. And now looks like Brian Meyer, the manager, has come out of the dugout as well, walking side by side with a home plate umpire. That is Trey Ward, and they're looking at the landing spot on the mound where Adams follows through. And now the base umpire, Chad Westlake, has hopped on the walkie-talkie. Now Jim Jaworski, the general manager for Daytona, has come running out. Surprised that this has happened in such a way. There's never really any sign from Cruz or Adams in the first inning that there was any problem with the manicuring of the mound. Remember there being one game last year in which that happened, and that was the game where they told a no-hit Jupiter. And I assume Jim Jaworski right now on the phone with head groundskeeper Trent Mason. And I imagine this is going to be a delay for them to come out, maybe put some more diamond dry out by that landing spot, maybe re-tamp it, I'm not sure. But the pitcher's mound was covered quite a few hours before the game started, including around the original scheduled start time. They also had a faux batting plate or a home plate area covering the top of the mound to try and prevent any water seeping through and onto the actual mound, just in case there were any sort of perforations or leaks in that tarp. But Trent has come rolling out with the Gator, or the John Deere tractor, whichever company you prefer. He's standing on top of the downhill slope of the mound. Trent's assistant coming out as well. And Trent going to break out the rake and start working on the area by the landing spot for the right-handers Adams and Cruz. Maybe that was the conversation. Saw Gookie Dawkins come out of the dugout after the top half of the first inning and have a conversation with the home plate umpire. And I wonder if that's part of the conversation he had was about that landing spot for Cruz, much like Meyer came out for that conversation with Adams. So after a 58-minute rain delay to start the ball game, we now have a mound maintenance delay. Trent and company have done some work, and now Adams will throw a practice pitch on the mound before Trent rolls away. Adams will throw another. One on, nobody out, bottom of the second inning. No score. Ruben Ibarra leading off the top, or rather bottom of the second, with a single to left. Adams a third pitch here. And I think he just gave a thumbs up. And now Meyer will head back to the dugout. Ibarra will head back to first base. And Trent will roll the John Deere back to its location beyond the right field fence. So, after that mini delay, game can continue with a 1-0 count on Tyler Callahan. Brody expands that glove on the front left-hand side of his hip. Brody at the letters. Now the 1-0. And Callahan fouls it off his front leg before it rolls into fair territory. It's 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Adams tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Carlos Aguiar, Luis Baez, and Kalei Rosario. Third to first around the infield, Jake Rucker, Mikey Perez, Rubel Cespedes, and Noah Cardenas, with Dylan Tatum doing the catching behind the plate. The 1-1, and Callahan fouls it off the hand of the catcher, Tatum. Lost his mitt on the play. It is 1-2. Fort Myers tonight, alternate purple uniforms, muscles across the chest in navy blue. Navy numerals front and back with a gold border. Gray pants, Adams has them hiked up just below his knees. Purple piping along the side. The 1-2. And Callahan strikes out on the off-speed down. So after the alterations to the mound, Adams throws three straight strikes and punches out Callahan for the first out of the second inning. Second strikeout tonight for Adams. And here is the DH, Jack Rogers. Rogers, 268 in his first 31 games, or 13 games, excuse me. 11 for 41. Six extra base hits, a homer, and five RBIs. Righty against lefty. And Jack takes in the dirt for ball one. Rogers, 1 for 4 last night. Drove in a run and scored one. Entering play today on a season-high tying four-game hitting streak. As this one hit in the air to center. Back in to his right goes Baez to the warning track. Leaps up at the fence, and it's off the wall. Ibarra on his way to third. Rogers will stop at second. Ibarra holds at third as Rogers cruises with a double. It's tough to see that white ball up against that white sign in left center field where Baez was standing right in front of the ruined Zifra signage. And Baez tried to leap in front of that wall. Could not make the play. Bounced off the fence and kicked behind him. Ibarra had to hold up just before second base to make sure it wasn't caught. So Rogers now with a five-game hitting streak. And Daytona with second and third. And one out for Daniel Veoheen. Fort Myers brings the infield in. Veoheen had off last night. 4 for 44 on the year in 15 games as he takes low for ball one. A homer, three RBIs for Veo, was 0 for 3 with a walk in the one-run loss on Wednesday. 1 for 7 in this series. Adams the 1-0. In the dirt, smothered by Tatum. It is 2-0. Dark purple socks for Adams. Emanating high up, just below his knees. Black and white. Adidas cleats dug into the ballpark mound. Purple cap, purple bill. Gold muscle logo wielding a baseball-inhabited dumbbell. A 2-0. And Veoheen takes high ball three. Austin Callahan, the third baseman, waiting on deck. Righty sets the 3-0. And Veoheen takes a called strike. He thought it was ball four. Finds the top of the zone. It's 3-1. Draw some groans and boos from the Daytona Beach faithful. Ibarra at third, Rogers at second with one out. Now the 3-1. And Veoheen late on the fastball at 93. It's full. Veoheen just 1 for 11 with four walks and plate appearances with runners in scoring position this year. Didn't join Daytona's roster until the 17th of May. The payoff pitch struck him out swinging. Fastball at 94, and Veo is punched out for the second out in the second. Third straight out for Adams, courtesy of the K. And now it is the third baseman, Austin Callahan. Callahan came in as a pinch hitter for Ilvin Fernandez in game one on Tuesday. It was 0 for 2. Actually, that was on Wednesday as this one flared into right center field for a base hit. Ibarra scores. Rogers scores. Second hit of the season and the first two Tortuga RBIs for Austin Callahan. And Daytona takes a 2-0 second inning lead. Callahan coming through. And now it'll be Fidel Castro. Castro, 0 for 4 last night. 1 for 17 in 7 games this year. The one hit, a 2-run homer. And the first pitch from Adams outside for ball one. Two runs in for Daytona on 3 hits in this second inning. Ybarra a single, Rogers double, a base hit by Austin Callahan. And a throwback to first by Adams, not in time. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Now the 1-0. And Castro can't get around on 92. It's 1-1. Adams, fastball, slider, changeup, curveball. Fastball can also show as a sinker. Righty's 1-0, rather the 1-1. And Castro again late on the heat at 93. It's 1-2. Adams trying to limit the damage as Callahan takes his lead off of first. Perez, the shortstop, shaded up the middle. Now the 1-2. Off the plate, up and in. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Castro joining Daytona's roster from the Complex League back on the 18th of May. 2-2. And Castro serves it towards the third base bleachers. It'll remain two balls and two strikes. Top of the order, Jay Allen the second, waiting in the on-deck circle. Two-two pitch. Off the outside corner for Myers. Thought they had strike three. It's a full count. Both the catcher Tatum and the pitcher Adams took a step back towards their dugout. That'll release the runner from first with a full count and two outs. Payoff pitch, and Castro takes up and away for ball four. So after a seven-pitch first inning, Adams has thrown 25 in this second. And there are two on and two out. Back to the top of the order in Jay Allen. Allen, infield single, was erased on a double play. His last time up. As pitching coach Jared Gaynor walking out to the mound. 4-4 Myers. Right-hander beginning to loosen down the right field line. Looks to be Matt Mullenbach. Daytona, two runs on three hits in the inning. Austin Callahan had the two-run knock. He's at second. Fidel Castro walked. He is at first. Home plate umpire Trey Ward out to break up the meeting. Gaynor never played affiliated baseball, but had a four-year minor league career in independent ball as Allen out in front of the change. And the count is 0-1. Gaynor, a former pitcher at George Mason University in Virginia. His fourth season with the Twins. Two on, two out, the 0-1. And Allen takes a strike. Outer half, it's 0-2. Allen 3-for-5 last night with a couple of doubles. And a pair of stolen bases, now has 25 swipes on the year. The 0-2. This one lined right field side out beyond the visiting clubhouse. And we'll do it again. Allen, a four-game hitting streak after his first inning single. Matches his longest of the season. Shortstop Perez playing in the hole towards third. The 0-2 struck him out on the off speed. Got Allen to dip that front shoulder. And Adams strikes out the side in the second. But Daytona scores two runs on three hits. And leave a couple aboard at the end of two. 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shelltastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card, and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third, 2-0 Daytona here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Nelson Roberto was at the plate when the out was made on the bases to end the second. He takes low and in for ball one. The 1-0 is fouled off the hands, and it's 1-1. Roberto, playing in his fourth game with the club, 2-for-11 with two RBIs. The 1-1, and Roberto out in front of the off-speed at 82. It is 1-2. Mention we are honoring Johnny Wright tonight, teammate of Jackie Robinson here on City Island in 1946 during that first spring training with the Montreal Royals and Brooklyn Dodgers. Is that up and away, 2-2? Obviously, Jackie is as well-known as any athlete ever, as Roberto takes inside, trying to front door him with a breaker. Well, didn't get the call. It's full. But John Wright's story is a little more hidden, as Roberto takes a call at strike three. Front door pitch again from Cruz, this time clipping the inner half. And there is the second strikeout tonight for the youngest pitcher on the staff. Or the second youngest pitcher on the staff, I should say. And now it is the center fielder, Luis Baez. He takes outside for ball one. Baez hitting at 189 in 21 games, 10-for-53. Double, no homers, 7 RBIs. The 1-0 hit on the ground softly to third. Charging in Callahan, off balance throw. In time to get him, 2 out. Bang, bang play with Baez hustling up the line. And back to the top of the order in Jake Rucker. Well, one of the interesting stories about it is John Wright did not talk a lot about his baseball career. His daughter, Carlos Robinson, who is here tonight, as Rucker takes a strike, it's 0-1. Lives in Texas now, said she knew he played in the Negro Leagues, and that when he played, he was a pitcher. As that one high, 1-1, she said she would write essays about him for Black History Month in school. But got the information more often than not from her mother. 1-1. This is a ground ball up the middle. Fielded behind second by Callahan. He'll throw to first and Ibarra to close out a 1-2-3 third inning. Cruz retires. The muscles on 11 pitches. We'll continue the story when we come back. 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third, Daytona a 2-0 lead. Layton, O'Gwynn, and Ibarra, the three scheduled to bat for the Tortugas. Stephen Layton grounded out to third his first time. 0-1 here tonight. Muscles, no runs, no hits, no errors. They have left one. Daytona, two runs on four hits. They have left two. First pitch of the inning from Adams. This is down and away for ball one. Talking about John Wright being honored here tonight. First 1,000 fans through the gates. Got a replica T-shirt jersey with his number 12 on the back. As Layton out in front, it is 1-1. But as Carlos said in this article, he's part of Black history. So why don't we know his story? Is that outside 2-1? Well, John was born in New Orleans. Played professionally out of high school. 2-1. Layton off the hands and out of play to the right. 2-2. Played for the New Orleans Zulus, which were a novelty team. When he was 19, he joined the Negro Leagues, pitching not too far away from where I grew up, for the Newark, New Jersey Eagles. 2-2. Layton, high pop-up. Back behind the second base bag, really between first and second on the outfield turf, goes Cespedes. And he'll make the play for the first out. Layton retired. Now it's Jamal O'Gwynn, struck out looking his first time. But Wright also pitched for the Atlanta Black Crackers, the Toledo / Indianapolis Crawfords. And when he was 24, as this one fouled away, it's 0-1. Joined one of the all-time great Negro League teams, the Homestead Grays, became a mainstay in that rotation. And Joe Bostic, who was the sports editor of the Amsterdam News, referred to Wright as a string bean fireballer with great control and a wicked curve, as that pitch misses its 1-1. And I find that a little ironic because there's a pitcher nowadays that has string bean in his nickname, and he's a former Daytona Cub in C.J. Edwards, Carl Edwards Jr., known as the String Bean Slinger. There's a strike at the knees. It's 1-2. Wright had a breakout season in 1943. According to the Society for American Baseball Research, went 26-4. As O'Gwynn strikes out on the fastball away. I've actually been an off-speed pitch at 85. A back-to-back outs to start the inning for Adams. He's now struck out five tonight. Two out for Ruben Ibarra. Singled and scored last inning. But during that 43 season, twice shut out one of the other legendary Negro League teams, the Birmingham Black Barons, in the Negro League World Series. As Ibarra fouls it out of play to the right, it's 0-1. Joined the Navy around World War II, halted his pro baseball career. Baseball was actually the only action he saw during World War II. That one high, 1-1. In 1944, helped the Great Lakes Naval Training Station's all-black team win the Midwest Service Men's Championship. The 1-1. Ibarra hits it sharply but foul up the third baseline towards the Tortuga bullpen. Won 15 games the following year in 45 for the Floyd Bennett Naval Air Force team in Brooklyn, New York. Posted the lowest ERA of any pitcher in the armed forces. And then rejoined the Homestead Grays in 1945 and pitched in two more Negro League World Series. The 1-2, and Ibarra a bouncing ball to second. Backing up on it is Cespedes from the outfield turf in time. And Adams has his first true 1-2-3 inning of the night. We'll continue our story about John Wright when we return to the fourth. 2-0 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fourth, 2-0 Daytona. Mikey Perez, Noah Cardenas, Kalei Rosario. The three due up in the inning for Fort Myers. Still looking for their first base hit. They've had a couple base runners on walks tonight. Perez flied out to left his first time, and the first pitch of the inning is popped up in the infield. Calling for the shortstop, Layton to the right of second base. And he puts it in his grasp for the first out. One pitch, one away. Now it's Noah Cardenas. Walked back in the opening inning. Continuing our story about John Wright, who we are honoring here today, was found by Dodgers coach Chuck Dressen. He was the first man to get a look at Wright. Saw him in an exhibition game that year. When Wright shut out Dressen's All-Stars for 5 innings before the game was called due to darkness. There's a strike knee high to Cardenas. It's 0-1. And apparently for Branch Rickey, that performance clinched the deal. On January 29th, 1946, just 2 months before spring training here in Daytona, is that outside, it's 1-1. Wright was plucked from the Grays, making him the second black player on the AAA Montreal roster. As that is high, 2-1. Apparently also in Jules Teigel's book, Baseball's Great Experiment, he suggested that several major league players, as there's a off-speed strike, it's 2-2. Sports writers and managers actually said that Wright showed more promise than Robinson. A 2-2. Bounces in front of the plate. It's a full count. But 46, Montreal came down here to Florida for spring training. Sanford, of course, everyone knows is where they went first. Were chased out of town by angry white folks. As this comes inside and hits Cardenas in the rear end. Tried to throw something off speed and it slipped. And Cardenas will head to first base. He's reached for the second time tonight. Now it's Kalei Rosario, lined out to right his first time up. He is 0-1. But apparently also in Jacksonville, The Royals had to cancel a game against a team from Jersey City when local officials, citing segregation laws, padlocked the ballpark. One of the interesting things about this story that I hadn't thought about until reading this piece from the undefeated, now known as Anscape, as Rosario takes a strike, it's 0-1, was there is one discernible difference from Wright's experience than Jackie's experience. Is that one buried in the dirt? Nice smothering job by Veoheen, holds Cardenas at first. It's a minor difference, but I can understand why it may have had a major impact. And part of what made the experience extra challenging for Wright was that he had nobody else there with him. The 1-1. Grounded foul, third base side, 1-2. And by that I mean Jackie was recently married to his now widow, Rachel. But John's wife, Mildred, and their two earlier children, Joyce and Sylvester, before John Jr. and Carlos were born later, as time called, were back at home in New Orleans. So while Jackie had Rachel to sort of help him through what he was experiencing, John didn't have that, at least not immediately, as that one fouled third base side. And again, remember, this is 1946. This is not the cell phone and communication era we're living in now. Getting in contact with somebody in New Orleans from Daytona Beach, Florida, and Montreal in Canada, it's not exactly a piece of cake. Is this one a ground ball left side and will roll foul? We'll do it again at 1-2. One on, one out, top of the fourth. Daytona a 2-0 lead. This game delayed an hour or so due to rain. But in this article, Carlos, his daughter, agreed with that idea, saying the pressure may have gotten to him and that he's away from everything he knew, away from his hometown, away from his family. This one hit on the ground at third, could be two. Callahan on his second for one. Relay to first by Tyler Callahan in time, double play. Callahan, and Ibarra turn a 5-4-3 twin killing. And Cardenas, who was plunked by a pitch with one out, is erased to end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on the double play at the end of 3.5, still a 2-0 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Tortugas Radio Network, Tyler Callahan takes a ball and then a strike. It's 1-1. We are pleased to be joined now by the daughter of the man we are honoring here tonight. That is number 12, Johnny Wright, as Tyler Callahan fouls it out of play. It is 1-2. We are joined now by Carlos Robinson. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. How are you doing this evening?
Great. So excited.
What's the experience been like for you so far this evening?
100.
Well, we're so glad you were able to be coming down here. You got the whole family out here tonight. As the 1-2 to Callahan taken low, it's 2-2. What's it like for you walking around the ballpark tonight and seeing everybody wearing the T-shirt with your father's name on the back?
Wow, such an honor. I feel so privileged to be here, you know.
And we are so privileged to have you here tonight, as it's a full count now on Callahan. Callahan, Rogers, Veoheen, the 3-2 up in the inning with Daytona leading by two. The payoff pitch hit on the ground a second. Backing up on it, Cespedes from the right field turf throws to first for the out. And there is one away. When did the team first reach out to you about wanting to honor Johnny for his contributions and his place in baseball history?
I think we've been talking for about a year and a half. The negotiations have been going on about this nine initiative. And in the beginning, I wasn't very clear as to what that was, but I get it now. I get it.
0-1, the count on Jack Rogers. He's out in front. It's 0-2. We were talking a little bit earlier on the broadcast tonight about the amazing article that the undefeated now Anscape wrote about John last year. What was it like getting interviewed for that story and now having, you know, a long-form piece out there for people to read to sort of understand what John went through, what your dad went through, and how great of a baseball player he was?
To get my dad's name back in the forefront, he's been labeled so many things, including the forgotten number two, you know, the unknown number two. And I just wanted people to know that he was right there with Jackie Robinson. He was a barrier breaker himself.
As Daniel Veoheen takes low, Rogers struck out looking for the second out. Bases empty, two out, bottom four. Justin Rock joined alongside the daughter of the man we're honoring tonight, John Wright. That is Carlos Robinson. How did you get approached about that story? Were you surprised, or did you reach out to somebody? What was it like knowing that that story was going to, you know, be shared with everybody and has been so well received?
It's funny because I've never reached out. People have reached out to me. However, I recently joined Facebook. I was never into social media, but I was interested in the Negro League group that was on Facebook. And from there, things have just escalated.
You know? It's a beautiful thing, and I was reading in that article as Veoheen fouls it away. The count 2-2 on the Tortugas catcher was, you know, John was a part of that same team as a swing and a miss by Veoheen. We'll stay right here on the Tortugas radio network as we go the top of the fifth inning. Mind sticking on for another half inning, Carlos?
Sure.
Absolutely. We'll stick right here and continue the conversation here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. You had your entire family out there on the field tonight. Who's in town with you here to celebrate today?
My nephew, Eric, my niece, Deborah, my niece, Daphne. We have great-grandchildren as well that are here. My husband, close personal friends. There's 12 of us.
It's a perfect number.
Everyone traveled from different directions, and it just happened to be 12.
That's amazing. And then, of course, the other fun fact in that was I didn't realize this until about almost 12 o'clock last night that our starting pitcher tonight is wearing number 12.
I just heard that.
An unbelievable way for things to sort of come full circle here in Daytona Beach tonight. But one of the things in that article I talked about, you mentioned one of the changes in the last couple years has been that Major League Baseball has now officially given the Negro Leagues their place as a major league, as it was in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and beyond. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned how important that was to you and the recognition of what John did as a major league player, because he was.
I was so impressed. When I heard it, I was like, they're celebrating the centennial. And then from there, the U.S. Mint put out coins honoring the Negro League. And then I got the call from the Tortugas. And then a week later, I got the call from New Orleans for the All-State Sugar Bowl Hall of Fame, Sports Hall of Fame. And he'll be inducted July 30th for that.
That is absolutely incredible, getting inducted into the Sugar Bowl Hall of Fame, of course, in New Orleans. And New Orleans is John's hometown. I imagine that phone call had to have been incredible as well, as we head to the bottom, or rather top of the fifth inning, and Rubel Cespedes leads off against number 12, Reynaldo Cruz, and swings and misses. It is 0-1. Well, what was it like getting that phone call to hear that he'll be inducted and recognized yet again by another pretty darn massive organization?
Oh, amazing. I felt absolutely amazed by how all of this came into fruition. And since I've been here, I've learned that the city, along with the Historical Society and the NAACP, have actually approved a plaque to be placed on the old Kelly Field here in Daytona with Jackie and John's names both on that plaque as barrier breakers. And that unveiling will be in October. So I'll be back to Daytona.
That is fantastic. And that's one of the things, as Cespedes grounds out to first. Dylan Tatum takes ball one. Tatum walked his first time up. No score. Top of the fifth inning, one out. Justin Rock joined alongside the daughter of the legendary John Wright. That is Carlos Robinson. That's one of the things that the Tortugas tried doing before the pandemic hit in 2020, was renovating that beautiful field at Kelly Field, as there is a strike. It is now 2-1 on Dylan Tatum. Has it been overwhelming at all to have all this commemoration sort of happening in such a short period of time, after it was far too long for him to get the credit that he deserved?
It started getting overwhelming for me on yesterday. The Sabre group, there's a couple of guys here from that organization, Society of American Baseball Research, and they brought me to Kelly Field. And when I realized I was standing on the ground that my dad stood on, it kind of got me, you know. It took me there.
It's amazing how things like that can sort of transport you back to a time and place. As a walk to Dylan Tatum, and now Carlos Aguiar takes ball one. One on, one out, top of the fifth. Daytona a 2-0 advantage. Cruz setting down by the belt. And now the righty fires high. And the count is 2-0. And one of the other interesting things I was reading is that, John, it seemed like when you were growing up, didn't talk a whole lot about his baseball playing career. You mentioned in the article that you knew he played in the Negro Leagues, but maybe didn't understand or learn some of the other stuff until later. What was it like for you learning about his incredible baseball career?
Well, you know, my siblings and I am the youngest of four. Always talked about the fact that Dad's story needed to be told. So I felt as though that was a promise that I made to them. And now that they're gone, I can say I've kept that promise. So as the research continued, I learned a lot more about not only Negro League, but the history itself of the South and of what those guys went through. You know.
And it's an amazing story, and can't even imagine. You know, you read the stories about what Jackie went through during his experiences, not just here in Florida, but in Montreal and in Brooklyn as a major leaguer. As a walk to Carlos Aguiar, Todd Nascadov, the pitching coach, out of the dugout to have a conversation with the Daytona infield. Fort Myers has 2-1, 1-out in the fifth, and a 2-0 ball game. A beautiful night honoring Johnny Wright here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. You threw out a first pitch here today, and you mentioned being at Kelly Field and standing on the grounds where your father once played, and then again here tonight. taking the mound, standing on the hill that he once pitched on back in 1946. What was that experience like for you, throwing a pitch from the same spot?
That was great.
Well, here is Nelson Roberto. Struck out looking his first time. Number 12, Reynaldo Cruz, trying to close out this fifth inning with the lead intact. The first pitch in the dirt. Nice block by Veoheen. They've got the runner caught between first base. Throw the tag, not in time. Veoheen's throw to first base was a little high, and that made the tag for Ibarra on Aguiar getting back to first difficult. And the count is 1-0, as looks like Julian Aguiar might start throwing down the left field line for the Tortugas. So celebrating John Wright here today at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, what's it been like for your family, your kids, your grandkids, the entire family to learn about this and really start to understand the appreciation and the legacy that he had?
You know, they knew he played ball, as I did, but now that I've been bringing more and more to the forefront, everybody's hype, everybody's excited. You know, can't wait to get to the induction ceremony in July. This is great. My nephew here is a newlywed, and we had just left Puerto Rico for his wedding and came straight here.
the traveling never ends for the family, from Puerto Rico to Florida to Louisiana, back to Florida in October. Mm-hmm. And you make home living in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
So you've covered the entire Southwest and the Caribbean.
I'm telling you. I left my house May 31st.
Still on the road. When do you go back home? Is it
Sunday?
We're so going Sunday. At least the trip home is soon. Is this one fouled off? And the count 1-1 on Roberto. I think that one caught a piece of the home plate umpire, Trey Ward. And they're going to give him some time to shake it off. Manager for Fort Myers, batter making sure he's all right. Walking left. Now walking back towards home plate, Josh Hobson, Daytona's trainer, hasn't come out. Neither has Fort Myers training staff, so I guess he's all right. Always something new at a ballpark. But one of the other things was reading in that really just incredible piece about John from last year was there was a bunch of stuff that was found sort of under, was it under a bed or something?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different
pieces.
What kind of things did you guys find in there, and how did you find that out? Is that one low, 2-1?
When my dad was going through physical therapy at home, the therapist happened to be related to my husband. And when he called, it was because my dad had pulled out all this stuff. And he heard the name and realized that it was my dad. So he called me from New Orleans, and he's like, "I think I'm with your dad." And when he told me, I said, "I can't believe you're his physical therapist," which put me at ease because I knew him. And he had clippings from Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Pittsburgh, Korea, etc. Western Union messages from the team's owners, contracts, and all of those types of things that I'm hoping to get donated to the Negro League Museum in Kansas City.
Now one low for ball four, and the bases are loaded here with one out. And Gookie Dawkins will make his way out from the third base dugout and take the ball from the right-hander, as that means the righty Julian Aguiar will be emerging from the left field bullpen. Carlos Robinson, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Thank you so much to you, your family, for coming out here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this weekend. We are so thrilled to honor Johnny here tonight, and we look forward to continuing to honor Johnny's legacy every day here at this ballpark, as we do with Jackie Robinson.
Yes.
Every single day for the many, many years to come. Please enjoy the rest of the night with your family, and we can't wait to have you back here in Daytona Beach in October.
Absolutely.
At Kelly Field to celebrate again.
Absolutely, and I want to thank the Tortuga organization. Josh McCain initiated all of this before he left, and I want to thank the organization for recognizing my dad, you know, because Daytona was a big part of that history.
We're so thrilled to be a part, a small part, of his amazing legacy. Thank you so much for the
time.
You. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we can't wait to have you back here in Daytona Beach soon. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you Julian Aguiar's numbers. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
No, we didn't pay attention a lot to what was happening on the diamond the last couple of batters. But how awesome was that? Carlos Robinson, the daughter of Johnny Wright. Her nephew in the booth with us as well was filming, taking photos, the whole nine yards. And we are so happy and honored to be able to recognize them and John's contributions to this city, this ballpark, to baseball and American life, since he played here in March of 1946. Luis Baez, the first man to face Julian Aguiar. Bases loaded, one out. Fort Myers still does not have a hit. And the first pitch from Julian is low for ball one. Aguiar, 6 feet tall, 188 pounds, 21 years old from Long Beach, California. 12th round pick of the Reds out of Cypress Junior College in California. Righty's 1-0. This one hit on the ground in the hole at short. Backhanded by Layton on a second for one. Callahan to first. Not in time. There was a little bit of a hesitation trying to get that ball out of the mitt by Callahan at second. And that little iota of time was enough for Baez to beat it out. It'll be an RBI fielder's choice 6-4. And Fort Myers is on the board. It is 2-1. So that'll be an earned run against Cruz. Tying run now at third. Go-ahead run at first for the top of the order in Jake Rucker. The righty deals. And the first pitch is low for ball one. Aguiar. Numbers for him, making his 11th appearance, fourth out of the bullpen. 3-5, a 4.38 ERA. 38 hits in 37 innings. Runner goes. 1-0 is low. Throw down by Veoheen. Now the runner breaks the plate. Callahan the tag. He is out at the plate. Veoheen, Callahan, and then Veoheen again orchestrated that like a symphony. 2-4-2. The out caught stealing home is Aguiar. And the lead protected. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway through this one, 2-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Austin Callahan, the difference in this game so far, a two-run single. He'll lead off against Travis Adams in the bottom of the fifth. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Austin Callahan, Fidel Castro, Jay Allen the second. The 3-2 up in the inning. The 0-1 in the dirt. It is 1-1. Fort Myers, one run, no hit. No errors, two left on. Daytona, two runs, four hits, no errors. They have left two tonight. 1-1. Callahan off the hands towards second. Charging in it to his left is Cespedes. Overhand throw to first in time for the first out of the fifth inning. Now the right fielder, Fidel Castro, walked his first time. Shout out to our co-owners, Bob and Lowry Flergol, listening in from Marquette, Michigan. On the shores of Lake Superior, visiting Bob's French-Canadian family friends, family foots in Ishpeming, Michigan. I hope I said that right, as there's a strike. It's 0-1. And Bob tuning in to hear what Carlos Robinson, daughter of Johnny Wright, had to say. He's so thrilled that we're honoring his family tonight. As Castro swings and misses, it's 0-2. And I know you couldn't see Miss Robinson's face here at the Jack while I was interviewing her, but you could just tell from the eyes and the facial expression what all of this really means to her and her family. The 0-2, and Castro can't hold up for strike three. Although I will say that was pretty cool that the entire crowd was chanting, "Let's go Castro," for him. And for a player that, we'll be honest, we're a little curious to see what the fan reaction would be like when he joined the team a couple of weeks ago. But the reception has been nothing negative and clearly only positive based on the reaction by the crowd there and after his home run against the Mets the other night, as Allen fouls it away. It's 0-1. Allen singled and has struck out tonight, 1-for-2. Bases empty, two out, bottom of the fifth inning. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network, the 0-1, and Allen fouls it to the screen. It is 0-2. Final line for Daytona's starter, Reynaldo Cruz, will fall two outs shy of qualifying for the win. But four and a third innings, one run, that was earned, no hits. Walked five and struck out two. 73 pitches and 37 strikes tonight. The 0-2 pitch. And Allen, a ground ball, back up the middle and through in his center field. Another multi-hit game. He's getting the second base. No, he slams on the brakes halfway there and heads back to first. Saw Allen take an extra base on a soft ground ball that deflected off of Dylan Tatum's glove when he was playing first last night. But Jay Allen, another multi-hit game, his team-leading 12th of the year. Now has eight hits in his last four games. And the inning continues for Stephen Layton. Layton 0-for-2. Popped up to second his first time, or rather last time. And this one a high pop-up third base side. Rucker on the warning track by Daytona's auxiliary bench, and it clangs off the netting before he could make the play for a foul ball. And strike one. Allen leads off of first. And time called at home plate. Ball probably getting loose from Fort Myers right field bullpen. Action once again down the line. But imagine that as Mollenbach again. He has not thrown in this series. Adams up at 73 pitches tonight. And a throwback to first, and Jay able to get in safely. Both of Daytona's runs scoring on an Austin Callahan single in the second. Fort Myers a run in the fifth on a fielder's choice. Tying run thrown out trying to steal home on a double swipe. Runner starts and stops and late in the line. Drive right at the chest of Mikey Perez, who squeezes it with two hands to end the inning. No runs, one hit, two left. No runs, one hit, one left. Math was never my strong suit in school. Five innings complete. 2-1 Daytona in charge. After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Play on here in the top of the sixth inning. Top of the lineup due up for Fort Myers. Jake Rucker was at the plate when the out was made at home to close out the top of the fifth. Rucker swings at the first pitch, bouncing ball to third. Callahan has to wait on it. Low throw, and Ibarra can't make the forehand pick. We'll see who the error is on, and it's on the third baseman Callahan on the throw. And Fort Myers has the leadoff man aboard here to start the top half of the sixth inning. So Fort Myers still without a base hit. But now have the tying run aboard for Mikey Perez. Perez flied out to left, has popped up to short tonight. 0-2, the UCLA alum. And he swings and misses at the breaking ball. It's 0-1. Aguiar came on, got the final couple of outs in that fifth inning. Aguiar pitching for the first time since game two of last Sunday's doubleheader against the Mets. Had his toughest start as a pro. This is a ground ball to third. Callahan on to Callahan. Back to first. Ibarra double play. Second try for Austin was the magic number, as he makes the play onto his fellow namesake, Tyler. And then on to Ibarra for another double play. 5-4-3 around the horn. And now it is Noah Cardenas. Righty's first pitch. And Aguiar misses low for ball one. Cardenas has reached twice, been hit by a pitch and walked. 1-0, and Cardenas takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Aguiar, toughest start of his pro career, went two-thirds of an inning.
Gave up four runs. Only one was earned. Walked four, struck out one, did not allow a hit. 1-1. Inside, it is 2-1. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from the righty. And it was rather stunning considering Aguiar didn't walk anybody in his first 19-plus innings as a pro ball player. Daytona, a one-run lead. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. The 2-1 driven in the air right center field. Back into his right is Castro to the warning track. Reaches up. Makes the catch in front of the Krabby's Oceanside signage to end the inning. No runs, no hits, one error. Nobody left on the double play. Don't look now, but Daytona 9 outs away from something special. Through 5.5, 2-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for Fort Myers. Matt Mullenbach is on in replace of the righty Travis Adams. Mullenbach, 6'4", 195 pounds, 25 years old, from Urbandale, Iowa. Signed by the Twins. Last season, Jamal O'Gwynn to lead off. And he takes low for ball one. O'Gwynn over two, a couple of strikeouts tonight. O'Gwynn, Ibarra, and Tyler Callahan, the three due up in the inning. Mullenbach from the first base side, the 1-0. High ball two. Final line for Travis Adams, five innings, two runs. Both earned on five hits. A walk and a career-high tying eight strikeouts. This one hit on the ground in the hole. It's short. Nice backhand play by Perez, but goes in and out of his mitt. And from shallow left field, he'll put it in his back pocket. It'll be an infield base hit for J.O.G. So the Tortugas have the leadoff man aboard here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And have to give him a shout-out on air. I knew one of them was here. I didn't know the other was here. But my old GM from the Tennessee Smokies and the Greenville Reds, Brian Cox, is in the building tonight along with his amazing son, Brady, who works at Disney. And had no idea they'd be here tonight, and I am so thrilled that they are standing behind me right now. As Ruben Ibarra takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Big Rube, 1-for-2. Singled and scored a run in the second, has also grounded out 2-second tonight. Roddy Mullenbach comes home, and Ibarra, hard ground ball through the left side, another base hit. Another multi-hit game for Ruben Ibarra. And Daytona with back-to-back base hits to the left side here to start the bottom of the sixth inning. Get you the numbers for Mullenbach. Although apparently the stat portal doesn't appear to be cooperating right now. Muhlenbach making his fifth appearance with Fort Myers this season. 2-0, a 1.29 ERA. Six hits in seven innings, a walk, and eight strikeouts. Started his season at High A Cedar Rapids. Made five appearances there. No record, a 3.18 ERA. Gave up seven hits in five and two-thirds innings. Walked one and struck out five. Two on, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth here is Tyler Callahan, 0 for 2. Has struck out and grounded to second base. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Callahan shows bunt, pulls back. And that misses high for ball one. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Trying to add to it here. The 1-0. And Callahan takes a call. It's strike, it's 1-1. Take a look around the FSL here on this Friday night. Three games already final. One other game still in progress. Shortstop Perez playing behind the runner at second. And Callahan takes another strike at 85. It's 1-2. But the Mets and Jupiter played a noon game today. Talked to Ryer Gardenswartz, the media man for the Hammerheads. They were having a splash day at the ballparks. A lot of kids running around with water guns and whatnot as Callahan loses the top hand on his swing. Muhlenbach fools him inside, and he strikes him out for the first out of the sixth. One away. Now it is the DH, Jack Rogers. Double to center and has struck out tonight. It's also scored a run. Well, the Hammerheads a 4-2 winner earlier today. Khalil Watson, a three-run homer, his seventh of the year. Carlos Dominguez, a solo blast, his league-leading 13th. Runners take their leads. First pitch to Rogers. And a swing and a miss at the fastball. It's 0-1. Dunedin hosted Lakeland tonight. Flying Tigers scored four in the first. Come away with a 7-1 win over the Blue Jays. 0-1 outside. And the count evens at one ball and one strike. Tortugas will travel to Lakeland on Tuesday to open up a road trip. Jackson Job, the number three overall pick in last year's draft, earned his first professional victory, I should say. As Rogers hits one through the right side of base hit. They're going to wave O'Gwynn around. Here comes the throw from right field, and Rosario hits up the first baseline, and not in time. Ibarra goes first to third on Jack Rogers' RBI single, his sixth RBI of the season. And Daytona has taken a two-run lead back. It is 3-1. Hard hit ground ball through that hole between first and second base, and Jack Rogers with a multi-hit game as well, as Daytona's offense continues its impressive run here at home. And now the inning continues for Daniel Veoheen. Veo 0 for 2. Couple of strikeouts here tonight. Roddy Muhlenbach's first pitch. Outside ball gets away from the catcher. And great base running at first from Rogers to take second without a play. It'll be a wild pitch, I imagine. On the pitcher Muhlenbach that allows Rogers to take second. So the double play no longer in order. And the muscles forced to bring the infield in. The 1-0. This one hit on the ground a second. Runner will be held at third. Cespedes looks at third base and now tosses to first for the second out. So now the infield can move back. And here is the third baseman, Austin Callahan. Austin, two-run single in the second. Grounded out to second, leading off last inning. Palm Beach, a 3-2 winner over Tampa earlier today. Elijah Cabell hit a three-run homer, his second of the year for the Cardinals. Friday's first pitch, and Callahan takes low for ball one. Grant Richardson, solo home run for Tampa, his second of the season. Enoan Paniagua struck out 14 hitters tonight. Went seven innings of one-run ball, 17 strikeouts total for the Cardinals. Is that one inside and low? It's 2-0. Talk about interesting stats this season. Tampa may end up, I haven't looked up where it ranks all time or where it could rank all time. Tampa could potentially maybe set a league strikeout record offensively as this one grounded off the first base bag and off the sidewall by the Budweiser bullpen. That'll be extra bases. Two run scores. Austin on his way to third. The throw, the tag in plenty of time to end the inning. But Austin Callahan, a three RBI night as he picks up a two-run double that ricocheted off the top of the pillow at first. Three runs in for Daytona on four hits. And nobody left on base at the end of six. It is a 5-1 Daytona advantage on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the top of the seventh inning. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. It is Kalei Rosario to lead off in the top of the seventh. Then he takes outside for ball one. Daytona scoring three runs in the bottom of the sixth inning to take a 5-1 advantage as Rosario takes a knee-high strike. And the count is even at 1-1. Rosario, Cespedes, and Tatum. The three due up in the inning, the 1-1, and Rosario out in front of the off-speed. It is 1-2. The out, by the way, for those scoring at home. 3-5 on the out at third base by Callahan as time is called. Fort Myers still without a knock tonight. Only run scored on a fielder's choice back in the fifth inning. Aguiar's 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside and low. And the count 2-2. Only other game we haven't told you about in the league tonight is in Bradenton, who no-hit Clearwater last night, the 2-2. Off the handle, right-hand side, out of play. Remains 2-2. Bradenton hasn't been any kinder on the Threshers tonight. They have given up seven hits. But lead 8-0. 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Fastball up at 93. First strikeout tonight for Aguiar. One out in the seventh. And here is the second baseman, Rubel Cespedes. Cespedes has pulled two balls to first tonight. One on a line drive. One a ground ball. Bradenton, a three-run homer from Rodolfo Nolasco. And a First home run of the season for Davis Nadal. This one hit in the air to right. Back in to his right goes Castro, and with two hands squeezes it above that Tortuga's word mark for the second out. Two up, two down for Julian in the seventh. And now the catcher, Dylan Tatum. Davis Nadal with a home run, not Rafael Nadal with a home run for Bradenton in that ball game. Righty against righty. Infield shifted to the pull side. And Tatum takes a call at strike. It's 0-1. Bottom of the seventh, Daytona will have 9-1 and 2 due up. Castro, Allen, and Layton. The 0-1. Way outside. Nice backhanded snare by Vejohin. And it's even at 1-1. Tortugas in the cream-colored specialty unis tonight. Fort Myers in the bright purple. 5-1 Daytona in the seventh. Now Julian's 1-1. On the outer half at 94, it's 1-2. Long black sleeves at either end of that cream top for Julian. All the way up to that black and gray mitt. The 1-2 pitch high. And it's even at 2-2. Carlos Aguiar, the left fielder. Had a triple and a run scored last night, waiting on deck. The wind, the 2-2. Slider down and away. And it's a full count. American flag out in center, blowing ever so slightly straight out now. Had been blowing in a little bit earlier to start the day. The payoff pitch from Julian. Slider on the inside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. Aguiar retires the side in order in the seventh with a couple of Ks. And don't touch that dial, Tortugas fans. Right now, this Tortuga pitching staff now six outs away from something special. Head to the bottom of the seventh. Time to get up and stretch. Daytona a 5-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172. Or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Bottom of the seventh, Fidel Castro to lead off for Daytona. And he takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Castro, Allen, and Layton, the 3-2 up. Daytona a 5-1 seventh inning lead. Mullenbach's pitch. This a line drive center field. Coming on and unable to get there is Baez. Has to leap to prevent it from going over his head on a hop. And Fidel Castro aboard with a leadoff single to start the seventh inning. Second time he's reached base tonight. And back to the top of the order in Jay Allen, the second. Jay, couple hits tonight, 2 for 3, has also struck out. And it's amazing Now Daytona's offense. It's Jekyll and Hyde so far this season between home and road. As that outside 1-0. Daytona coming into play tonight. Four games over 500 at home, but 4-19 on the road. Runner goes, pitch is outside, throw down by Tatum. The tag is missed. Looked like the throw beat him. But Cespedes sort of stabbed at the lower body of Castro as he was sliding in feet first. And that allowed Castro to get in there ahead of his tag. So 2-0 on Jay as Castro picks up the steal. And Daytona looking to add to this four-run advantage. Going to earn at least a series split with a win tonight as Allen fouls it off the catcher Tatum. It's 2-1. But Daytona, 60 points higher is their batting average at home than it is on the road so far this campaign. But it's been a home-dominated league so far this year. 2-1. Allen takes outside 3-1. Mentioned it a couple times before. Home team 60 games over 500 coming into play tonight. A winning percentage of over 61%. This game delayed about an hour at the start due to rain. The 3-1. Allen on the ground in the hole at short. Backhanded by Perez. High throw over the head of Cardenas. Off the edge of his webbing and into that auxiliary bench area up along the first base side to the right of the Fort Myers dugout. Castro forced to hold at third. Allen will be granted second base. And they have second and third and nobody out. It'll be a straight error on the shortstop Perez. Time called, and yeah, I was going to say, give the guy an extra base, and they do finally grant Fidel Castro home. Now the home plate, or now the Fort Myers manager, Brian Meyer, making a beeline for the home plate umpire, Trey Ward, Chad Westlake there as well. Castro is going to get third base on that ground ball anyway, so in order to give him the extra base, you'd have to give him home plate as well. I think Meyer's trying to say that Castro held up at second at first, but then broke towards third base after Perez released the throw. Not a very animated conversation about a third of the way up the first base line. It's been a tough series for the Mighty Muscles. Came in a play this week. Tied for the league's best record with the Eastern Division leading Mets. Meyer continuing the discussion with Westlake and Ward. It looks like the call on the field will stand. It'll be an error on the shortstop, Perez. Castro granted home on the error as the ball went out of play. And Allen will take second on the same excursion. So it is a 6-1 Daytona lead. And the inning continues. The man at second and nobody out. Now it's Stephen Layton. 0-for-3 lined out to short his last time. Lefty beginning to throw in the Fort Myers bullpen. And Layton takes high. It is 1-0. Series continues tomorrow night. Other action-packed day at the Jack as Layton, violent swing and a miss, actually fell down. He swung so hard. And the count 1-1. Back up on his feet, dusting himself off. But it'll be Pearson Ole for Fort Myers tomorrow. Hunter Parks for Daytona. It'll be Girl Scouts night. Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association and City of Port Orange and City of South Daytona Knights as Layton takes a strike up in the zone. It is 1-2. We'll have a fun festival up along the third base Riverwalk prior to the game. We'll go until 8 p.m. We'll have a dunk booth. Proceeds going to the Girl Scouts Foundation, the 1-2, and Layton pulls one foul towards the Daytona bullpen, left side 1-2 still. Also have face painters, other activity vendors, so come on out to the Jack early tomorrow. Gates open at 6. Have some fun along the third base line with games, activities, and more. Second baseman Cespedes holds on the runner at second, Allen. And Layton reaches and fouls that one out of play. Back behind the press box towards East Orange Avenue. It remains at a ball and two strikes. And the series concludes on Sunday. Sheldon's Family Fun Day. Kids run the bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream Parlor. First pitch at 5:35 for that one. 1-2 on Steven. And this one bounced off the plate and will stay foul towards the third base coach's box. Daytona, two runs in the second on an Austin Callahan single. Three in the sixth on a Jack Rogers base hit and a two-run double by Austin Callahan again. And another run here in the seventh on the throwing error at short by Perez. And Mohenbach steps off and looks the runner back to second base. Nearing the top of the 10 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you. Tortugas Radio Network as Layton reaches and hits another one in the air. Behind the plate, Tatum towards the netting, able to make the basket catch. Now Allen breaks for third, and he's going to get there and keeps his hand on the bag. Prevent the tag out by Rucker. Tatum able to somehow make that catch before the ball either banged off the net or the padded wall separating the grandstand from the field of play. But Tatum able to haul it in for the first out in the seventh. And now a runner at third for Jamal O'Gwin. Jamal singled his last time up, 1-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Or Meyer's going to bring the infield in. Try and cut off the run. Righty offers, and Layton takes up and away for ball one. Or rather, O'Gwin does. Jamal put on a show during BP yesterday. Culminated it with a home run. Now he takes a strike. It's 1-1. Undrafted free agent signee out of USC. Fort Myers, one run, no hits. One error, they have left two. Daytona, six runs on 10 hits tonight. An error, they have left three. 21st time in 31 home games in which Daytona has scored four or more runs. Coming into the night, Daytona was 15-5 in those 20 games. 1-1. And O'Gwin out in front. Off speed pitch at 83. It's 1-2. Ruben Ibarra, first baseman waiting on deck. Righty is now up and throwing out in left, or rather right, for Fort Myers. 1-2, and O'Gwin off the end of the bat. Out of play towards the Turtle's Nest. Stays at 1-2. Humid night here in Daytona Beach. After the rain has subsided. Cooled things down for a little bit. The 1-2, and that one in there for a called strike three. Breaking ball from Mohlenbach. And there are two outs in the seventh for the first baseman, Ruben Ibarra. Looks like this will be, though, the end of the line for Mohlenbach. Brian Meyer is out of the first base dugout and will take the ball from the right-hander and make a pitching change. Daytona, a run in here in the seventh on a hit and an error. They have a man at third and two outs. We'll get you the info on the new arm when we come back. 6-1 Daytona lead as we play in the bottom of the seventh on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall-off-the-bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Play on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Call to the bullpen for Fort Myers. And the first pitch from Hunter McMahon to Ruben Ibarra is a called strike. It is 0-1. Second appearance in the series for McMahon. Runner at third, two out. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ibarra 2-for-3, a couple of singles. He's also scored a couple of runs tonight as this one hit off the hands to short. Charging in Perez, throw to first in time. And the inning is over. But Daytona adds a run on one hit, one error, and one man left. To the eighth we go. Daytona six outs away from etching their names in the record books. They lead 6-1.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall-off-the-bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Conversation between Brian Meyer and the umpires in between innings. Not exactly sure what the nature of that discussion was about, but we play on here in the top of the eighth inning. Carlos Aguiar has flied out and walked tonight 0-for-1. And the first pitch, an off-speed delivery that he's early on. 0-1 the count. Aguiar, fly ball to center, was walked
And caught stealing home, trying to tie the game. This one on the ground. Past the diving glove of Ibarra and down the right field line for the game's first hit. Aguiar on his way to second, and he'll slow down there as Castro fires into second base. And after 21 outs without allowing a hit, Carlos Aguiar, one of the newest members of this Muscles team, picks up the game's first hit, a double down the right field line. Was joking in between innings a little while ago with my old buddy Brian Cox that Daytona threw a no-hitter last year on May the 22nd, and that was the only game last year in which the groundskeeper, then Cole Underwood, had to come out and manicure that same spot that Trent Mason had to do tonight by the landing spot towards home. Is that fouled away by Nelson Roberto? It is 0-1. I thought it would have been incredibly bizarre if it happened again. As Roberto swings and misses 0-2. But as the other joke goes, at least this no-hitter was not lost on a walk-off three-run homer. Daytona still leading by five. Aguiar's 0-2 pitch struck him out. Slider darts down and away. Third punch out tonight for Julian. One out in the eighth. And now the center fielder, Luis Baez. Worth noting, Aguiar has been excellent here tonight. Really strong bounce back performance after a tough day at the office on Sunday. Baez 0-2 has an RBI fielder's choice to bring in Fort Myers' only run. And Aguiar clips the bottom of the zone with a fastball. It's 0-1. It was an interesting decision in a baseball game made yesterday that still has me perplexed as Baez nearly clipped inside. It is 1-1, but something I've never seen happen before. The Dodgers and White Sox yesterday afternoon. Trey Turner had a 1-2 count on him, and Tony La Russa decided to intentionally walk him. 1-1. That one a called strike, top of the zone, 1-2. White Sox were trailing 6-5. Freddie Freeman had hit an RBI single, and then after an 0-2 slider bounced, advanced to second on a wild pitch. And it was that pitch that La Russa then decided to intentionally walk Turner on, because now second base was occupied, first base was open, and a lefty was on deck. Is this one a ground ball third base side, barehanded by Aguiar, throw to first. Oh, what a play for the second out. If you didn't believe he was an infielder during his high school days, you do now. A barehanded play towards the third base line. And an accurate strike on to Ibarra for the out. Aguiar advances to third. Carlos Aguiar, that is. I also don't know how I missed the fact that the no-hitter was broken up by a guy named Aguiar against a guy named Aguiar. But now a man at third and two out for Jake Rucker. And he issues a strike. It's 0-1. So Turner gets intentionally walked on this 1-2 count. Max Muncy, who went earlier in the game, had hit a two-run double to give the Dodgers a 5-4 lead, was the next hitter. Lefty against lefty, as there's a strike, 0-2. Worked the count 2-2 and then smashed a slider to the opposite field for a home run. And the Dodgers would go on to win 11-9. La Russa said it wasn't a tough call to make that decision. This is a cue ball, first base side, but it stays to the right of the square. It remains 0-2. Runner leads off of third. The 0-2 pitch. This line towards Fort Myers bullpen. Body scattering. It remains 0-2. But La Russa said, is there some question about whether that was a good move or not? Do you know what he talking about? Turner hits against left-handed pitching with 0-1 or two strikes. Do you know what Muncy hits with two strikes against a left-handed pitcher? Is that really a question? We had an open base, and Muncy happened to be the guy behind him, and that's a better matchup. The 0-2 comes inside and clips the bottom of Rucker's hand. Aguiar, with a sly grin on his face, thought that one collided with the knob of Rucker's bat. But Jake will take first base as Chase Thompson again has to come out of the first base dugout. Take a look at one of his players. He's had a far too busy series, a la Josh Hobson last week in Port St. Lucie, and the umpires did get together, third base side of the mound, and agree that it was a hit by pitch. And the inning continues now for Mikey Perez. But apparently, according to ESPN Stats and Info, Turner, a 254 career hitter after a 1-2 count against the lefty. This season, he's 5-for-15, which is a 333 average. Muncy had missed 11 games with left elbow inflammation. Entered the day hitting 150 to Turner's 303. But Muncy said, the baseball mind in me gets it. My ear has stunk up to this point. As that outside to Perez for ball one. And Trey's been really good, he added. But he said, at the moment, I was animated, and I'll just leave it at that. As he let a few expletives fly about the idea of being forced to bat after Turner was intentionally walked with a 1-2 count. As Perez swings and misses, it's 1-1. The Muncy concluded by saying, as Perez swings and misses at a pitch in, it's 1-2. But at the same time, I don't know if walking someone with two strikes is ever the right move. And Muncy added that it was sort of the fire underneath him that he needed, considering the slow start he had to this season. 1-2. Perez fouls it behind the dish, remains 1-2. Turner said he was confused. He didn't know if he should go to first or not. But out of that, I guess they liked the matchup. And there was a great shot of Freddie Freeman's face standing on second base when he realized what was happening. A total look of befuddlement. 1-2. This one off the hands left side. Charging in Austin Callahan. Overhand throw to first in time to end the inning. So the no-hit bid has come to a close after seven innings. But Tortuga's pitching still working on a one-hitter tonight between Reynaldo Cruz and Julian Aguiar. Bottom of the eighth, Daytona a 6-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sounds of Billy Joel over the stadium loudspeakers as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Fort Myers has broke up the no-hit bid, but Daytona looking to win three of the first four in this series, have a 6-1 lead. Tyler Callahan will lead off for Daytona. Tortugas, 6 runs on 10 hits tonight. Another well-balanced offensive performance. Callahan 0 for 3 with a couple of Ks in this one. And the first pitch from McMahon is a fastball high for ball one. McMahon came on, got the final out in the seventh inning. 6'3", 185 pounds, 24 years old from Kansas City, Missouri. Acquired in a trade with the Nationals 2 years ago. 1-0. Breaking ball strike to Callahan. It's 1-1. Get you his numbers in just a moment as Callahan nets it off the hands to the netting on top of Daytona's third base dugout. It is 1-2. McMahon making his 18th appearance, 1-0, a 2.25 ERA, 4 saves. A 1-2 to Tyler, and he struck him out swinging. Spun him like a pretzel. And McMahon picks up his first strikeout to begin the eighth inning. Now it's Jack Rogers. Multi-hit game tonight, doubled and scored in the second. RBI base hit and a run scored last time in the sixth. Mullenbach, or rather McMahon, 19 hits allowed in 28 innings, 7 walks, 33 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .196 off him. Righty works from the third base side. And his first pitch to Rogers, fouled to the screen. It is 0-1. Second appearance in the series for McMahon. Retired all three men he faced in the opening game on Tuesday night. Struck out a pair. Needed just 12 pitches to throw a scoreless inning. The 0-1 to Rogers. This one driven in the air to center field. Back is Baez, and he'll make the catch in front of his front shoulder for the second out. So Rogers stings it well, but an atom ball for Baez, two away. And now the catcher, Daniel Vaoheen, looking ahead to the ninth. Daytona will have or face Cardenas, Rosario, and Cespedes, 3, 4, and 5 in the Fort Myers order. First pitch, and Veo takes a strike 0-1. Daniel 0 for 3. Couple of strikeouts and a ground ball. That was to second his last time up. McMahon's 0-1. And Vaoheen early on the off speed. It's 0-2. The only game still going on in the league here tonight. Everything else has now gone final. McMahon's 0-2. Up and in. And Vaoheen ducks out of the way. It's 1-2, 95. Flashing on the gun that time from the righty. McMahon sets and delivers. Vaoheen sends that one to the first base side. Stays at 1-2. Austin Callahan has driven in 3 of Daytona's 6 runs waiting on deck. Another 1-2 to the catcher. Inside, it is 2-2. It's also worth noting Daniel Vaoheen was the catcher behind the plate for Daytona's no-hitter last year.
The 2-2. Bayohina chopper to the mound. Nice play by McMahon on a nice little bunny hop to Pickett running to his left. And then we'll take it to the bag all the way himself to end the inning. Not an easy play by McMahon to his left-hand side, but does it beautifully to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the eighth. Julian Aguiar looking to close it out. Back out to the hill in the ninth. Daytona a 6-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Top of the ninth, Daytona, a 5-run lead. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Noah Cardenas, leading off for Fort Myers in the top of the ninth inning, has walked, been hit by a pitch, and flied out to right his last time. Aguiar's first pitch of the inning spins outside for ball one. Cardenas, Rosario, and Cespedes. If anyone reaches Tatum, then Aguiar. Julian's 1-0. This is outside. Another breaking ball, 2-0. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game five in this series tomorrow evening. 2-0. And that one low. And it's now 3 balls and no strikes. Fort Myers broke up the no-hit bid in the eighth inning. Carlos Aguiar led off the frame with a double but was stranded at third. 3-0. There's a fastball across for a strike. And it's now 3-1. Cruz started, handed the ball to Aguiar in the fifth. Got out of that frame with the lead still intact, and Daytona has rolled from there as Cardenas takes high ball four. Third time he has reached base tonight. Second time he's coaxed to walk. And now the right fielder, Kalei Rosario. Rosario 0-3 tonight. As time called. And Todd Naskadov jogging out of the third base dugout to have a conversation with the right-hander Aguiar. One on, nobody out. Top of the ninth inning, nobody throwing in Daytona's left field bullpen as well. Pearson Ohl against Hunter Parks tomorrow. And then it'll be Tanner Cooper to close out the series against Mike Paredes. Cardenas leads off first. First pitch from Aguiar and a fastball up and in blown by Rosario. It's 0-1. Second baseman Callahan playing up the middle, the 0-1. And Rosario smacks it out of play. And it's 0-2. Rosario, just 19 years old. Out of Papaiku in Hawaii. The 0-2. Fastball, got him looking. Up in the zone at 93. And Rosario dispatched on three pitches for the first out of the ninth inning. Fourth strikeout tonight for Aguiar. Here's the second baseman, Rubel Cespedes. 0-3, flied out to right his last trip. And the righty's first pitch in the dirt, blocked by Veoheen. And Cardenas will stay put at first base. Cespedes 3-for-14 in this series, including tonight. And he takes high for ball two. Daniel Veoheen telling him to slow things down out there on the hill. Third baseman Austin Callahan very off the line as this one flared back behind third base where Callahan was stationed, and backpedaling onto the outfield turf and left makes the catch for the second out. The shift was perfect as Callahan, playing far off the line, had to drift back ever so slightly from his current location to make the play, and the Tortugas one out away. Dylan Tatum, 0-for-1, has walked twice and struck out. Try and keep the game alive for the visitors. Aguiar ready, now the pitch. And that misses off the plate. Outside, ball one. Lights shining on the diamond as we near the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour. The 1-0. This one, a broken back ground ball to short. Charging in, Layton throws to second for the force. Callahan able to tiptoe over the base runner, Cardenas, for the out. And you can celebrate a one-hit Tortugas victory tonight. A 6-1 victory over the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The only hit allowed, a double by Carlos Aguiar to start the top of the eighth inning. Reynaldo Cruz and Julian Aguiar combine on a one-hitter as Daytona wins 6-1. Believe it or not, their first win on a Friday night this season. They were 0-7 on Fridays coming into play. Today, the streak is over, and they could not have picked a better night to do it as we honor Johnny Wright and special uniforms, the T-shirts given away, and now we'll cap it off with some fireworks after Daytona displayed some fireworks of their own on the hill and at the plate tonight. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. A one-hitter. Daytona wins it 6-1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Fireworks going off in the distance as Daytona comes away with a one-hit victory tonight, topping the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 6-1. With the win, Daytona improving to 22-32, Fort Myers dropping to 35-19 with the loss, and the Muscles assuredly will not clinch the first half Western Division title in Daytona Beach this weekend, as the Tortugas have taken three of the first four in this series, and we'll take you through the game that was here tonight. Was the right-hander Travis Adams against Reynaldo Cruz to start. Was a scoreless game going to the bottom half of the second inning. And Ruben Ibarra led off the frame with a base hit to left. Extended his hitting streak to a season-high seven games. After Tyler Callahan struck out, Jack Rogers hit a towering fly ball to center field. Luis Baez trailed it back to the fence, but the ball bounced over his head and off the wall. Ibarra had to hold to make sure that the ball would land safely, if not leave the ballpark, or to see if it would be caught. So he was only able to advance to third on the two-bagger by Rogers. And after Daniel Vaoheen struck out, Austin Callahan floated one in a shallow right field for a knock. Ibarra scored, Rogers scored, and Daytona had a 2-0 advantage. Stayed that way until the top of the fifth inning. Fort Myers started to chip away, as after Rubel Cespedes grounded out, Dylan Tatum walked, Carlos Aguiar walked, and then Nelson Roberto walked to load the bases with one out. Julian Aguiar was called out of the bullpen. Luis Baez on a 1-0 pitch hit a ground ball to short. Daytona just barely unable to turn two. It was an RBI fielder's choice, so Fort Myers had a 1-0, or had a run. It made it 2-1, even though they did not have a base hit at that point in the contest. But after the fielder's choice, there were two outs, and on a 1-0 pitch to Jake Rucker, the man at first, Nelson Roberto, broke towards second. The throwdown was caught by Callahan. The runner at third, Aguiar, broke towards the plate. Callahan made a perfect throw to the dish, and tagged out was Aguiar for the final out of the inning. Kept Daytona's lead intact at 2-1, and the Tortugas would add to their advantage with a big sixth inning. In that frame, Daytona would get the rally started with a Jamal O'Gwynn single. After Ruben Ibarra picked up a knock to left, Tyler Callahan struck out.
And then Jack Rogers singled through the right side. O'Gwynn scored. Ibarra went first to third. Made it a 3-1 contest. And after a ground out to second by Veoheen, following a wild pitch that moved Rogers into second base, both runners had to stay put with the infield in. Austin Callahan then doubled off the first base bag and into the right field corner over by the bullpen. Two runs scored. Callahan was thrown out trying to advance to third. As the Tortugas took a 5-1 lead in the seventh, Fidel Castro singled to center, stole second, and then scored on the throwing error off the bat of Jay Allen. Made it a 6-1 contest. Fort Myers would break up the no-hit bid in the top of the eighth on Carlos Aguiar's leadoff double. But that would be the only hit of the game for the Muscles, as Aguiar would finish it off on the hill as Daytona comes away with a 6-1 triumph. Winning pitcher tonight, Julian Aguiar, is team-leading fourth win. He's now 4-5 on the year. One hit, no runs. One walk, four strikeouts. Travis Adams suffers the loss. He drops to 4-2. Two runs on five hits in five innings, a walk, and a season-high tying eight strikeouts. Final line score tonight, Fort Myers, one run, one hit, one error. They left five. Daytona, six runs, 10 hits, one error. They left four. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 25 minutes with a 58-minute delay in front of a crowd of 1,327. Take a look around the FSL here tonight. Everything is final now. Jupiter over St. Lucie this afternoon, 4-2. Lakeland beats Dunedin 7-1. It was Palm Beach, a 3-2 victory over Tampa, and Bradenton knocks off Clearwater by an 8-1 final. Taking a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard today, Cincinnati and St. Louis taking on the Cardinals. They trail 2-0 in the top of the eighth inning. Final, AAA Louisville, a 6-0 victory over the Charlotte Knights. White Sox affiliate, AA Chattanooga, was shut out 1-0 by the Montgomery Biscuits. Rays Farm Club, High A Dayton, falling in 11 innings at home to the Great Lakes Loons. Dodgers affiliate, 4-3. Dominican Summer League Reds winning in 7 innings today against the Padres, 4-1. And they're in the top of the fourth inning out in Goodyear, Arizona. The ACL Reds trailing the Brewers gold team by a score of 6-5. Taking a look at Major League Baseball as we close up shop here on this Friday night. Phillies beat the Diamondbacks 7-5, bottom 11 in the Bronx. Yankees and Cubs tied at 1. Nationals an 11-5 advantage on the Brewers. Cleveland beat Oakland 3-2. Toronto a 10-1 winner over the Tigers. Braves win at home against the Pirates 4-2. Royals shut out the Orioles, or are shutting out the Orioles, 8-0. In the top of the eighth inning, top eight in Minnesota, Twins 7 and the Rays 3. White Sox and Rangers tied at 3 in the eighth, and Chicago, top of the sixth, Astros trailing the Marlins 7-3. Top of the third in Anaheim, Mets leading the Angels 3-2. Tyler McGill against Archie Bradley. Bottom of the third in San Diego, Padres leading the Rockies 3-0. Joe Musgrove against Chad Kuhl. Mariners at home against the Red Sox, bottom of the first. Boston a 1-0 lead. Former Daytona Cub Rich Hill against Marco Gonzalez. And the Giants and Dodgers from San Francisco, no score. Top two, Jacob Junis for San Francisco and Walker Buehler for the Dodgers. Our series continues tomorrow. We'll have our Girl Scouts night tomorrow with a fun fair along the third base Riverwalk featuring a dunk tank with the proceeds going to the Girl Scouts Foundation. We'll also have face painters, other vendors, and activities up along the third base Riverwalk pregame tomorrow. That will roll until 8 o'clock, so about an hour after the game gets underway. We'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association, and it will also be City of South Daytona and City of Port Orange Nights tomorrow at the Jack. Pearson Ohl will go for Fort Myers, 2-2, a 4.8 ERA. Hunter Parks will get the ball for Daytona, 2-0, a 2.65 earned run average. Gates open at 6. Our coverage starts 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50, leading up to the 7:05 p.m. first toss from the Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Tortugas will look to earn their second series win of the year. They took 5 of 6 from Bradenton, looking to take 4 of the first 5 from the Muscles starting tomorrow. That'll do it for us here on this Friday night as Daytona a one-hitter and a 6-1 victory over the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Daytona Beach as, again, your final tonight. The Tortugas 6 and the Mighty Muscles 1. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.